Hello, my name is Caleb, and I'm here to tell you about World War II. World War II was a war that was mostly started by a man named Adolf Hitler. In the early 30s, there was a man named Adolf Hitler. He wanted to be an artist and tried to do some art schools. He didn't, and he ended up failing, so he was homeless for a little bit. After that, he went into World War I as a soldier. He earned the German Iron Cross for doing that. After getting blinded by a gas attack, he went back to go in hospital to recover. After that, he was homeless for a little bit. Then he became a spy. The government, or the German government, saw a club called the German Workers' Party. They're really suspicious about this, so they sent Hitler to go see about this. Once he was there, they were Aryan. They were not communists at all. So, he quit being a spy and went to join the German Workers' Party. By his outrageous speaking, he won them over, and he became the leader. So, he called a new group the Nazis. The real word is too long, and maybe next episode I will say how. But after he created this, he created a new logo and stuff like that. But things got to his head. Eventually, he did a raid and got arrested. The judge thought he was a okay guy, so they let him go a couple months into prison. And then he wanted to be chancellor. No, the Prime Minister. Sorry, Prime Minister. And stuff went to his head. So when Hindenburg died, he went into office to become a dictator. He changed all of Germany. And he had innocent civilian Jewish people. Men, women, kids, babies, infants, all murdered in concentration camps. It's really sad. He was not a good man. But then September 1st, 1939, he invaded Poland. Let's fast forward a little. He made an agreement with Joseph Stalin, to split Poland in half when they invaded. Poland could not take the two giant armies and they got Poland. They split it 50-50. Good deal. Let's fast forward a little bit. Hitler broke the rule of the Treaty of Versailles after they lost the war in World War I. He broke that. It said that he can only have a minimum of 100,000 soldiers, and they couldn't have an air force. So, when Hitler was about to go into France, he built up his army. Got an air force, broke it. France and Britain seemed to not care at all. So then when he moved troops into where he wasn't supposed to, they still didn't care. So, he went into Poland, agreed with Stalin, blah, 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 all that. And then something cracked. France and Britain noticed that he wasn't a good guy. So they declared war on him. Then they asked if Finland could stop resupplying them, resupplying Germany. But they said no. So when Britain mined their waters Germany rushed into Finland to take it over. Now it's not so good from there, because what he went, he took everything. France and Britain had to retreat back to their homes. Then Hitler invaded Belgium. Belgium was tiny, but they were protected by France and Britain. So when France and Britain rushed into Belgium to stop him, he refused and actually got Belgium. So then he started to go into France. Now this is where stuff went downhill. France in World War II they still used horses, they didn't use radios to transport messages, and it just wasn't the best. So when Germany entered France with its great new army, France didn't have a chance. France mobilized millions, while Britain only mobilized like 500,000, I think, into that country. So, yeah, France fell, and Hitler actually let them continue civilian life in one part. So he wanted England to think that their old buddy France joined them. So I might end it here, and maybe I'll continue a different episode. But yes, please subscribe and watch. Thank you. I'll try to get a better mic if it's bad, and maybe, yeah, that's about it. So, next video, please watch, subscribe. Thank you.